Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli. Watch the green flag tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours this morning from high atop the Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. We're going to be teaching homeschool today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I need a little bit more volume, please. Well, no, I can't
hear
you.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Why do you know?
I haven't been sleeping well. I've got some kind of a sleep disorder, and so I'm working on half cylinders. Sorry about that.
Half, that would be if you have a B12, right?
I'm sorry? Vitamin B12?
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
No, if you're running on half cylinders, that would be six because you usually have a V12, right?
Okay. I sleep for less than 1 hour, and then I have to get up or I get sick from a jaw inflammation. I don't know what it is. Norm said that he needs to actually physically see me to get a better sense of what might be going on. I've had this for about 2 years. It's starting to increase a little bit. And now I'm not getting sleep. And so I'm working on half my brain. I'm not even awake yet, but I'm good to go. Are you there?
I'm here. Okay. Rick, I have a really long delay. It was about 2,000 milliseconds or 2 seconds, but I think I just fixed it just now. Rick, we're going to be teaching homeschool today. We've got our fourth grader and fifth graders from California. We have Mason, who's in fourth grade. He's 10 years old. We have Matthew, who's in fifth grade. He's 11 years old. And they have been busy with their mom, Missy. And Missy and her boys have been busy writing questions that they wanted to ask you. And I've received several pages of these questions. So I have them ahead of time. And they are absolutely fabulous. So for those of you who are older than 10 and 11 years old, you're going to learn some science that you might have covered in school, but you really need to revisit this. And I'm very serious. Fabulous, fabulous, brilliant questions. You know, the kind of questions that, high school science students might ask, or even college students might ask.
Well, it challenged me. I had to look things up to be able to articulate it more correctly. I know most of these answers, and so I'm going to try to wing it on half cylinders again, but I had to look a lot of this stuff up myself because I'm impressed.
Yeah. I mean, really, these are really, really impressive questions. So why don't we start first with Mason? So Mason is our, Mason's our fourth grader. And
he's a fourth grader. Wow.
Hey, Rick, seriously. Now, in a good way, don't you think Mason is going to be challenging his instructors, you know, once he gets to the university level, don't you think he's going to give him a run for the money?
Well, he's already working. Some of the questions are, you know, grade school and high school questions, but the way they're articulating them, I'm impressed.
Yeah. Okay, Mason, so why don't you go first with your very first question, please?
Wind.
I'm sorry, Mason. Can you start over, please?
What is the difference between solar wind and air wind?
What kind of wind? I didn't see that question.
What is the difference between solar wind and air wind?
Well, solar wind is basically electromagnetic waves. That means it's in a totally different bandwidth than air, which is a much larger particle. Solar is coming off usually from the sun, that's solar, and air is wind movement, which has dust, particles, and other kinds of things in it. A solar wind also has particles in it, but it's being generated and motion moved by electromagnetic radiation, a very high frequency, completely different. So it's like 3 or 4 orders of magnitude smaller, solar wind. It's also way more dangerous than a hurricane.
Rick, when we studied solar winds, we never really got into what they were. We just were told that they, you know, there are
solar wind, yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting
now,
to learn.
You know what it is? It's a particle that has been ejected off the sun at a very high speed, way higher than air. Air can't move as fast as solar wind. Solar winds can move almost at the speed of light, where air wind is very slow, much slower than the speed of sound.
Mason, you have
a hurricane, you're still only at about 200 or 300 miles an hour. So air is moving much, much slower than a solar wind that's coming off as a light particle. It's smaller, moves real fast.
Mm-hmm. Mason, do you have another part of that question?
Yeah. What would happen if solar wind got through the Earth's atmosphere?
It would fly and just damage everything. When you have something moving at that high a velocity, you have a thing called momentum, which means it has force behind it. And so, because it's so small, you don't notice it. But that's what the atmosphere does, is it absorbs most of that radiation so that it doesn't actually hit you. That's what our atmosphere is. It's like a protective shield. So when you go into space, you don't have that shield. And even though you might think you have a steel rocket ship cover around you, that essentially is porous in comparison to the smallness of the radiation. And that radiation, especially if it's in the gamma ray band, will go right through that steel and hit a cell in your body. Now, when that radiation hits, it causes that cell to be damaged. That's what we call cancer. And so you don't have a lot of protection when you're in outer space. Even though you think you do, it takes a lot of thickness of things like lead to absorb that. That's what the atmosphere does. It absorbs and protects life on Earth from the sun.
Doesn't the spacesuit protect you?
No. That's the real serious problem. It might protect you against microparticles that are in space, but like your one question, if you took your helmet off, you know, you're going to not only be frozen, you're going to get hit with a bunch of particles that are larger that the suit might otherwise absorb or bounce off of. But when you talk about solar winds, now you're talking about frequency. go right through those kinds of material as if they're transparent. And that's why going into space is not that simple and is quite dangerous to astronauts. Once they go through the Van Allen belt, if they make it through there okay without getting radiated too badly, now they're probably never going to have children again because of the damage, the gamma rays and other kinds of radiation, solar radiation or solar winds that are coming off have a way of going right through that kind of material, and the astronaut is really basically semi-unprotected. It's a risk. That's one of the things that astronauts do to try to go into space and further mankind. It's dangerous.
Mason, do you have a follow-up question?
Yeah. Which one's more deadly, speed or heat?
Say what again?
Which one's more deadly, speed or heat?
I'm not getting the question.
Rick, the question is, which is more deadly, speed or heat?
Well, heat and speed are related to each other, aren't they? It has to do, heat is a bandwidth of frequencies that are in near the infrared, and speed is related to that because of the wavelength and how quickly that wavelength recycles itself. You know, if you up in the higher ends, infrared is low band, that's red. When you get up into the blue, you have what would be called more speed, but the two are not related in that regard. They're related to wavelength and how quickly that wavelength recycles itself. That's a difficult question for me to answer because speed is not heat, and yet heat is related to speed by the wavelength. I know that didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense to me. How do I explain it more? Heat is not as damaging as ultraviolet to certain parts of your body. Each part of your body has a relationship to speed in that regard. Heat is dangerous because you can burn yourself, but gamma rays are very high speed, and they're much, much more dangerous. Because of their smallness, there's nothing that can absorb it. Heat can be absorbed. What you do is, put on less clothing.
Mason, do you have a follow-up question for after the break?
No.
Okay,
thank you.
I do.
That was challenging for me.
Well, I've got a question, Rick, and my question is relates to the neutron bomb and the relationship to these particles, the solar wind. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we are teaching homeschool today. And our homeschool students are from California. Mason is in fourth grade. He's 10 years old. Matthew is in fifth grade. He's 11 years old. And Missy is their mom. And she's been homeschooling these absolutely brilliant children. And, Rick, as a follow-up, I had a question about, you know, years ago we learned about this new device called the neutron bomb. And I'm wondering how close the neutron bomb is to the solar wind that Mason was asking you about, the dangers of solar wind, high-speed, tiny particles. And those we were told, were, you know, it's a great weapon because it can kill people without destroying infrastructure. So it wasn't like a blast of an atomic weapon. It was these tiny particles that would go right through you and destroy life, but not destroy buildings. Is that similar to the solar wind, Rick?
Yes and no. Yes, in that mostly we talk about alpha, beta, and gamma rays. And alpha would be your proton, beta would be your electron, and gamma, of course, is a high-end radiation thing. Neutron bombs are about neutrons, which are zero charge or balanced charge. And that means this high-end particle can go through anything and will hit, body organ cells and disrupt them, kill them. Whereas it doesn't do anything to metal or buildings, cement, whatever. Whereas the electron and mostly gamma rays will actually bond with other elements and then cause an explosion where it will destroy steel and things like that, melt it, if you will, like a temperature kind of thing. So a neutron is a perfect weapon to kill biological life, whereas it won't destroy. And the sun, of course, is emitting all of it. And so with that, that's what the absorption coefficient is in our atmosphere, where it can absorb the alpha and beta rays easily, beta being electron, excuse me. And so this has been so long since I've studied it from this point of view that to look at it from this point of view is difficult even for me because I haven't used it in so many years. But the solar winds are high-end speed. And so there's your speed part, not your heat part. The sun, you feel the heat because that part of the radiation is not absorbed as much by the atmosphere, and you can feel that more. It is also not as high energy, and so it doesn't actually go into the body. It just goes to the surface of the body, and you can feel it with your nerves and things of that nature. Now, you take a gamma ray, and that's going to go right through it. And a neutron is so small, it will go through almost anything. And so it'll hit biological processes and disrupt cells in your body, that kind of thing. Very bad.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Thanks, Rick. Mason. Matthew.
As like I said, working on half cylinders today, and so I'm not sure that there's a better way to explain that. A neutron is a high-end particle that can do a lot of damage because it's a little larger than an electron. And because it's larger, quite a bit larger actually, it will hit organ cells, and at some point, if you have enough of them, the organ's gone.
Isn't it sad that it can kill biological life very quickly? Yeah. Isn't it sad that we have people who are thinking about these evil things? But, Matthew, you're in fifth grade. I'll say one thing, and that people need to hear this.
I don't know who it is in Gaza, but neutron bomb has been used as most recently as last week, and they are deploying that weapon everywhere now in the Middle East, and I don't know who's doing it, but there it is. You can see the spikes. That weapon now does exist on a small level. It's a tactical nuclear bomb, but it's not nuclear. It's a fusion bomb, and it's being deployed now everywhere, and that would be like having a mini sun being dropped in the middle of everything.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're teaching homeschool today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Matthew's going to be up next, and I have just a quick announcement. In just a little over a couple of weeks, there's a preparedness show. It's RK Prepper Shows. And in Fletcher, North Carolina, on June 20th and 21, I'll be there. So June 20 and 21, Saturday and Sunday, Fletcher, North Carolina, at the WNC Agricultural Center, in Fletcher, North Carolina, I'll be speaking about using business deductions, starting your own business, and using the tax deductions to prepare. I'm going to tell you how to do it. And I'm also going to be talking about fantastic lies that the government has been telling for years and years. And the reason I'm going to tell you about that is so that when we're no longer available on the radio, you'll be able to discern the truth for yourself. That's the plan. So that's RK Prepper Shows, and some of your USAPrepares.com instructors will be there. I'll make those announcements over the next week or so, who's going to be there, but I will be there. June 20 and 21 at Fletcher, North Carolina. And there's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one right now. Matthew, you're a fifth grader, and you've got some science questions for Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Why don't we go with your first question?
What isn't pepper that makes static electricity pick it up?
You know, there's a link where they that is actually a science fair project that you might want to do as an experiment. I sent it to you. It's a Galileo Plays Virginia Ed, and I sent you a link on that. The pepper has ions that salt does not. What salt does not have ions on it. That's why it's a base. It's a salt. Pepper has an ion that hangs out. You know, that means a positive charge, that when you have an electric charge of negative, it will create static electricity, where a salt, by definition, will not. And the experiment I sent you is a way to demonstrate that with a variety of different things. A base salt has no real ions to grab on, so static electricity can't exist with a base salt. That's what they call it, a base. It's balanced. I never even did that kind of an experiment in high school, much less. So I'm impressed that you're doing it, and you're not even in high school yet. Kind of cool. It looks to me like your mom's trying to make you into a super person. Yeah? How do you feel about that? Asking questions that even I'm having difficulty understanding.
Mm-hmm. Missy, I've got a question for Missy.
Yeah.
And the question is, do you find that your children are a real challenge when it comes to science, you know, to help them with all of these questions that they have? Because they're not surface questions. They want the deep answers.
Yes, it's challenging. I have my iPad a lot, so mm-hmm. I'm constantly looking up answers to questions, and I say a lot of times, I don't know, let's look it up. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting about this? I think it helps the intellectual growth of mom, dad, and the students. What do you think?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I'm learning a lot now that either I didn't learn in school or, you know, I just wasn't paying attention, to be honest, in school. So,
you know, and that's just why a lot of teachers teach is because they actually learn more than the student.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I do. And the homeschool classes that I teach also, I usually typically pick subjects that I'm interested in, want to learn more about. And so I find myself, learning quite a lot by preparing the class. And that's fun for me. I enjoy that.
Missy, would you suggest that the typical student in our broadcast classroom who has young children, would you suggest that they embark on homeschooling?
Oh, most definitely I would suggest that they do. It's a great experience. The children get to, you know, like this show, ask the questions that they're interested in and mm-hmm. pursue subjects that they're interested in. You know, still make them do the subjects they're not interested in, you know, like riding, for example. They don't, they're boys, they'd rather go out and play in the mud or, you know, scooter than write. But it's interesting that if they have a subject that they want to learn about, they will do those things that they're not interested in, like writing, for example. They started their first writing class for the summer yesterday, and they both say, I don't like writing. But yesterday afternoon, we were watching YouTube and learning about how to put together a computer, and they were both mesmerized by it. It was a 30-minute video, and it was very slow, but they were both watching it with intensity. And then Mason says, I want to write all that down. And I said, okay. So he sat there very intently playing it for a little while, then pausing it and writing it all down. And there were 72 steps to putting this computer together. And so I'm like, oh, okay, he doesn't like writing, but he's sitting there writing, and that's, you know, dictation too, because he has to remember what he said and then write it down. And then, you know, push play again and then pause it. And he sat there for a long time doing that, so.
You know, I started writing, and when I came out of college, I had studied physics. But when I started working for Boeing, I had to make a report, and a report of what I did and the experiments that I did. And that's when I got exposed to Frog Index and scientific writing to be distinguished differently from normal prose. And I had no idea that I was going to end up being a writer, and I enjoy, that's my joy, is writing, where I take something and explain it to somebody else. And I'm not doing a very good job today because I'm on half cylinders, but tell you the truth, I had no idea I was going to enjoy writing as much as I do.
Right.
I was in college. And
right.
So at fifth grade and fourth grade level, I didn't even know how to read.
Yeah. Well,
I had traveled so many different universities and other things that, you know, countries. My parents moved around because of the military, and I didn't know how to read by fourth grade. And it was in fifth grade that a teacher actually went out of her way, made me stay after school every night to read.
Mm-hmm.
Once they discovered that I was gifted, they wanted to advance me. And
right.
My parents would not allow that either. And I am so great because there is another element of being a kid.
Yeah.
That I still am.
Right. Well, I think it's the subject, too. I mean, you'll end up doing things just to learn about the subject, like the writing or math. If you're really interested in space and you don't really like math, you're going to learn the math because you want to learn about space.
And
so,
the math part is actually
I think it's just
a form of writing.
What they are interested in. And in the typical school, it's the subjects are all separated. They're not combined, so to speak. So you're learning everything in isolation of each other. So
Yeah. The math is actually a form of writing. And
yeah.
That's what I learned how to do first, although I didn't know it was a type of writing. I just
mm-hmm.
did math. My senior year in college, before I started graduate level, is strictly thousands of pages of math writing. I never wrote explanations. I wrote math, and it's a type of writing. And I didn't look at it that way at the time I was doing it. Now I do see it that way. I can read it like I would a book.
Yeah. But to get back to your question, Vincent, if the parents are worried that they're not smart enough or they don't have enough time or patience, I hear patience a lot. I'm not the most patient person, but my children are definitely my best teachers at teaching me patience, and I have more patience now than I had 4 years ago. So, you know, you learn those types of things. And in high school, I don't know if I ever told you this, but in my chemistry class, I actually got an A in chemistry by doing nothing because I was the TA, so I knew how to use the computer and enter the grades in for the teacher, and he didn't want to know how to do it. So I did that in class, and he gave me an A, and I didn't do anything. So it's neat to go back now and have all those chemistry kits and everything, and I'm learning all the stuff right along with the kids. And it's fun, too, for them to know, oh, she's not all-knowing. She is learning just like me. And so it kind of creates a little bit of a bond there, too. So it's really
fun. Sure. Misty,
that's a really good explanation, too, about working with the teacher rather than working for the teacher.
Right, exactly. We have a lot. Our lessons are actually more cohesive and more friendly when it is like that instead of, because I'm still mom, too, so I still tell them, you know, pick this up, clean that. And they kind of get tired of hearing that a lot. So when it comes to a particular lesson, they want to do it their way. And so I've noticed that when it's more natural and more of us just learning together, it's just more positive.
Missy, when you teach via YouTube, do you teach at a computer, or where physically do you teach your YouTube classes in your home?
It's on my iPad. A lot of times we'll snuggle up on the couch and we'll watch the iPad. And it's not all the time. It's just sporadic whenever a question comes up or something. And we'll find different YouTube.
The reason I ask is we have, Rick's been to our home, and in the kitchen we have a bookcase.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a flat screen television. It's about 32 inches. It's not a really big one. But there's a command that you can type in for YouTube, and it's youtube.com/pair, P-A-I-R, and you can send the video to your television, and we all watch it, and the audio comes from the television. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're teaching homeschool today. And Rick Miller's with us. Missy's with us. Matthew's with us. Mason's with us. And, you know, where do I fall on the question of homeschooling? Squarely on the side of homeschooling. I'm a homeschooling dad. You know, every day that I spend with our children, and you know, they're over 20 years old now, every day I spend with them is another lesson. Everything that I do with our children has some educational content. If I'm in the truck with our son, you know, we're talking about all kinds of science, physics, political observations. Everything is a lesson. It really is. And I advocate homeschooling. And so why would you want to send your children to an institution where they're a bunch of thugs and they're at risk of physical harm all the time? Now, if you want to protect them from physical harm, that's easy. You take them to karate classes. And instead of school schedule, the school schedule running your life, that schedule from your life, and you create your own schedule. I don't want this to appear to be sexist because it apply to moms and dads. The number one highest and best thing I think a mother can do is to raise the family. I really mean that. Dads too. Okay? But typically, you know, dads work, and moms can stay home, and or vice versa. But, you know, if one of you could stay home and raise your children, you'll have a lot less problems later on. Ethics, morals, values, honesty, integrity. You know, that all can be easily demonstrated at home. And it's going to be tough to learn those things in school where you see violence, dishonesty.
You know, one of the reasons my mother sent me to a public school was to have me learn socialization, how to get along with other people and other values and other trips, to include bullies. And I see the advantage and disadvantage with homeschooling and public school, and basically would suggest that both are necessary for a rounded education in getting along. Now, the values at home are not taught at a school. They're incapable of teaching those kinds of values. That's why the family is so important. And it's awfully important to also realize that children are smarter than adults. And while they're not as educated, they're smarter. And so, with that said, there is an exchange that goes on in education between the child and the teacher. And that includes the family and how that family evolves as well as the child in a social situation. And basically, it's important that a child sees other children and what they do differently to get what they really want to be and do. So there's a need for both in some kind of social situation. And basically, I think that mentoring is probably, like Mason and Matthew working together, mentorship type of thing, that there's an exchange going on there as well. So there's a lot of dynamics going on here. And while I don't advocate total homeschooling, some of my best gifted students that I work with gifted students, are mentorship oriented, where I don't act as a teacher. I try to act as a mentor, where the kid will learn as much as he can from me and then move to the next mentor. So I only have so much to offer.
Class, I've put a link on the website, usaprepares.com, about how to play YouTube videos on your television, control it from your computer, search on your computer, and then pair your television with your computer. So you can add to a stack of videos on your PC and just watch them video after video after video, YouTube. We'll be right back with Missy, Mason, Matthew, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.